your host, Holly, and it's time for a little teaser talk. Welcome back to another episode of Teaser Talk. I'm your host, Holly, and today we have a special treat for all you rock music enthusiasts out there. We are hyping up the one and only Rocklahoma Festival happening this weekend. And honestly, you guys, we're so excited and beyond thrilled to be covering this incredible event and bringing you all the latest news and interviews. So we're talking about sneak peeks, artist interviews, fan interviews, all the good stuff. I cannot wait.
Rocklahoma, America's biggest Labor Day festival, is back with its biggest lineup yet. This September 1st through the 3rd in Prior Creek, Oklahoma. Pantera. Splat. Godsmack. Stand alone. Rob Zombie. Biscuit. Plus Bush, Chevelle, Corey Taylor, Daughtry, Theory of a Dead Man, Ministry and Skid Row, Warrant, LA Guns, Kicks, and many more. Fighting for life, lighting up the sky. Get passes and camping on sale now at rocklahoma.com via pay in full or via layaway. The best camping, the biggest party. Rocklahoma, life, liberty, and the pursuit of rock. Presented by Bud Light. So come and get it!
As you guys may or may not know, Rocklahoma is the place to be this Labor Day weekend. With a lineup that will blow your mind, we cannot wait to immerse ourselves in the world of rock music for an entire weekend. So we were super thankful enough to partner with Rocklahoma this year, and I want to say thank you to them for allowing us to give away 8 weekend passes. They were valued at $219 a piece. And of course, you know, we did our teaser talk flair and paired it with a concert survival kit, which consisted of a clear bag, as Rocklahoma has a clear bag policy, Tylenol, electrolytes, sunscreen, a teaser talk phone grip, stickers, of course, to tag up the place with teaser talk, and a collapsible water bottle for the water stations. And I will say this, I feel like those are staples when it comes to any event, especially that water bottle, because now I feel like almost every festival or concert, like with an all-day event, they do have water stations. So it's nice to be able just to go over and fill up a water bottle versus paying like $8 for a bottle of water, right? So I would say that. Another thing too is always like Band-Aids, ponytail holders, maybe earplugs. I'm trying to think. There might be some other cool things. I'd like to hear what you guys are thinking. Like, what are some necessary? Oh, I will say this, especially since I'm doing interviews throughout the day, definitely a battery pack and then a phone charger that has a wall adapter as well. That way, if you need to hook up into a charge to get a charge on your phone, you'll have the availability. So anyways, back to Rocklahoma. You guys, I am so excited because we've got some exclusive interviews already lined up. With people like Gwar, Blackstone Cherry, and many more. Those are conversations you guys do not want to miss, and I cannot wait to meet everyone in the band and really just kind of chat with them about Rocklahoma and then what they're up to and keep you guys updated into the world of all of that. And now let's talk about the details. The daily schedule for Rocklahoma has just been announced, and it is jam-packed with mind-blowing performances from some of the greatest names in rock. We're talking about Godsmack, Pantera, Rob Zombie, Limp Bizkit, Bush, Chevelle, Corey Taylor, and so many more. So looking at the schedule itself that they have released, so on Thursday, they have a pre-party going on. And the performances there are going to be people like Voodoo, Moonshine, Bullet Boys, LA Guns, and then Warren is closing out the pre-party at the Roadhouse. So that's going to be a Thursday event. I'm sure it's going to be an awesome one. Next up is going to be on the first day, which is Friday. Some of the favorites that I'm excited to see, I would say, is Blackstone Cherry, which I'm excited to chat with them. I have an interview lined up with Ben on actually Friday. So I'm excited to see them live, and Trey, of course, Code Orange, Fame on Fire is another good one, Daughtry, Chevelle, and then of course you have the powerhouse Godsmack. So that's going to be on Friday. And then you guys, there's other bands too I'm not mentioning here, so make sure you guys check out that lineup. I'm just touching on some of these and highlighting them. So then on, let's see, oh, and also too on Friday, Skid Row is going to be on there. So then on Saturday, we have people like Bat Allison, which I am excited to chat with them. I have an interview lined up with them, I believe, on Saturday or Sunday. It's in my calendar, but Bat Allison has a really cool vibe and a really unique sound. So I'm super excited to have them on the show. Some other ones are Day Seeker is going to be great. Asking Alexandria, of course, Guar. I am so excited to, of course, interview those guys, talking about legends. And honestly, I hope I get squirted on by Guar. And if you guys know it, you know it. If not, you need to go see yourself a Guar concert. I see Steven Adler's also playing there. Steven Adler, of course, if you guys don't remember him, he is I believe he was drums on Guns N' Roses. And it's just a sad story, but it seems like he's doing, you know, better. But I was reading up somewhere that he had over 20 overdoses and over, I believe, 2 strokes or heart attacks when it comes to the overdoses. So yeah, it's crazy to see that. I'm glad to see that he is outperforming and seems to be, you know, doing well. So that's great to see. We got POD, which I've seen them live before. They're always great. Theory of Dead Man, same thing. Bush, of course, I've seen them live, and Gavin's energy is amazing. And then a Friday is Saturday is closed out by Limp Bizkit, which you guys, low-key/not low-key, I am super excited to see Limp on stage. Next is going to be on Sunday. So the last day, Stonebreed is playing. I'm excited to see them. Buckcherry is always great to see live. From Ashes to New, I really enjoy that band, and I'm excited to see them live again. We have, of course, Ministry. That's going to be super cool. Mammoth, Corey Taylor, Rob Zombie, and then the show is closed out by Pantera at 10:10. Now, these are just a taste of the amazing bands you guys will be seeing at Rocklahoma this year. We could go on and on about the incredible talent that will grace the festival grounds, but we're going to leave some of the surprises for you guys to discover on your own, because honestly, you guys, nothing's more euphoric than falling in love with a band for the first time when you see them live, because you just feel the energy, you see their passion, and then you get down the rabbit hole of YouTube later on down the road, right? And you know, outside of just all these amazing musical talent acts, they also do a great job of creating a fun and entertaining festival environment. So they'll do things such as the Miss Rocklahoma pageant, which is really where these ladies will be crowned and dubbed the It Girl of the Music Festival. So I believe that this is taking place on Friday from the Freedom Stage, and you guys will see who will reign as this year's Miss Rocklahoma. They did announce their 5 finalists the other day, and it looks like it's Whitney, Danny, and Brandy. So I'm excited to see that. Good luck, ladies. May the best It Girl win, I guess you would say. So yeah, check that out. I know somebody else too, actually one of our winners had said that she was going to be entered into a duct tape bikini contest. So like, that's going to be very fascinating to see all of that. So I can't wait to catch that. But there's just so much going on with Rocklahoma. Like I said, it is the place to be this weekend. If you guys don't have your tickets, don't suffer from FOMO. Snag those tickets at rocklahoma.com. Again, you guys, Rocklahoma is taking place from Friday, September 1st to Sunday, September 3rd at Prior Creek Music Festival Grounds in Prior, Oklahoma, just outside of Tulsa. Trust me, this is something you guys don't want to miss. It's going to be an epic weekend. Now, one thing to check out, you guys, is Rocklahoma has actually launched an app this year, and you can download it directly at rocklahoma.com/mobile-app. This app will allow you to create your own personalized schedule, giving you easy access to all the festival information that you'll need before and, of course, during the event. So, you guys, I am so excited. For those who have not secured their passes yet, there's still time. Head over to rocklahoma.com and grab your tickets now before the price increases, because trust us, it's worth every penny. Well, there you have it, folks. Rocklahoma 2023 is just around the corner, and we cannot wait to bring you the incredible moments, interviews, and highlights from this unforgettable weekend. Stay tuned for Teaser Talk for exclusive coverage coming up soon. And also, you guys, make sure you follow us on Instagram because we'll be, of course, putting on stories, putting up posts, things like that. So it's at Teaser Talk. Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you guys next time on Teaser Talk. Until then, keep rocking.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of Teaser Talk. Head over to teasertalk.com to subscribe so you don't miss out on another episode. Until next week, keep rocking.